Tori Petri, Tim Twentyman, and Mike O'Hara here in Allen Park. And guys, the day is finally here. It is NFL schedule release day. We've got the Lions schedule right in front of us. First of all, the Lions open at home. So open at home against the Cardinals. Aside from that, what are the biggest takeaways you have from the schedule?
You look like you're itching to talk, Mike.
No, but first of all, it was worth waiting for 8 o'clock for. You know what stands out to me more than anything is the last game, Game 17 at Ford Field against the Green Bay Packers. To me, it's a sign from the National Football League that the rivalry is on right now between the Packers and the Lions. It could be the third time in 5 years that there's a showdown for the NFC North title. It's you know, Lions against the Packers, I think, to go to the playoffs, win the division. And I think it's going to work out that way.
Yeah, I think more evidence of that, that you're talking about that rivalry being alive, is the Lions playing the Packers on Monday Night Football. And speaking of Monday Night Football, it's not the only Monday Night Football game that they have. They have one against the Giants early on in the season. So there are several primetime games going on for the Lions this year.
Yeah, they get a Sunday night game against Pittsburgh Steelers. That's obviously a marquee matchup there. Pittsburgh's one of the best franchises in the NFL. They travel well, so Lions fans will have to fill out Ford Field. That's a Sunday night game. And one thing that jumps out to me, too, is Rod Wood down at the owners' meeting said he petitioned the NFL to not have that uneven split at the beginning of the season where they would play three road games and have one home game. That's been the case the last 2 years, and I think the NFL listened. So they got a 2-2 split home versus away the first four games of the season, and they have a 2-2 split the last four games.
Yeah.
And I think that's obviously favorable for the Lions, you know, both for getting off to a good start and finishing well.
Right, and you don't see any of those, like, three straight on the road or anything like that. It's not like baseball because the road trips are a week apart, a weekend apart, but there's nothing that's unmanageable about the schedule to me. And I think the bye comes, you know, at a good point. You get a few games under your belt, and then you get your bye as opposed to having it, like, after week three, and then you don't really get the rest that you're really looking for.
Yeah, that bye's week seven. Right. And then, you know, one of the interesting things, too, is they don't have back-to-back games at home or on the road until – I think it's weeks 13 and 14. I mean, it's home, away, home, away.
Yeah, not till December.
Yeah, you know, you get a bye and then you're home. But it's a very even schedule for the Lions. There's not a dominant stretch at home, a dominant stretch on the road. It's every other week.
I think a lot of people were worried when Rod Wood said that about opening the season evenly. You know, he didn't want them to get in a hole like they have the past couple of seasons with opening with so many tough games on the road. But a lot of people were worried that would take away from what happened at the end of the season and having too many games on the road at the end of the season. But that ended up not happening. It's an even split in both of those quarters of the season, as we know Caldwell likes to break it down. So they've got 2-2 to start and 2-2 to finish.
And I think maybe within the first 3 or 4 weeks, we'll see all of the uniforms, except maybe the color rush, which might be on Thanksgiving, which is my favorite, by the way. So
yeah,
thanks for waiting.
Yeah, that should be interesting because there isn't a traditional Thursday night game on this schedule, but, which is usually when they wear the color rush.
But there is a Saturday game.
Yeah.
It's week 14. It's an NFL game. It's a 4:30 game. It's at Ford Field against the Bears. And that, I think, is an opportunity then to wear that color rush because it technically is an NFL Network game. It's not Thursday, but it's Saturday, which is non-traditional.
Yeah, I could see that happening. Maybe we see the throwbacks on Thanksgiving. Obviously, you know, those decisions haven't been made yet. We're just spitballing here and hypothetical talk about what could happen. But those are some of the times we might see those uniforms.
I'm campaigning for the color rush. I like it.
Yeah,
I really
cool
do.
One.
You know, I think one drawback of getting the 2-2 split at the beginning and the 2-2 split at the end is traditionally ahead of Detroit's Thanksgiving game, they usually host a game on that Sunday. I think, you know, the NFL had to find a spot where if they were going to give them that 2-2 split at the beginning, they had to take something away. And I think you're at Chicago November 19, the Sunday before Thanksgiving. So that's going to be a real quick turnaround for Detroit. You're on the road. Now, Chicago's not a long trip, so I think they threw them a bone there. But you're at Chicago, then you got to turn around, fly, come back home, and you're playing Thursday. That's a difficult little there against two division opponents, obviously two huge games.
Well, in the last few years, too, the National Football League has looked at the Thanksgiving game and really changed the schedule because there was a span in there, like 10 or 12 years, like 10 out of 11 or 13 years, the Lions were on the road before Thanksgiving. The Cowboys were at home. And so I think that they've really kind of evened that out. I think it's okay that they're on the road this time, but they really have evened that out and had them home on Sunday, home on Thanksgiving Day.
And, of course, the Vikings are the Thanksgiving Day opponent. I'm not sure if we mentioned that yet, but, you know, that's a repeat from last year. So there's obviously a lot of things to take in about this schedule. I know you guys can look at the full schedule on DetroitLions.com. But there's a couple of things that stand out to us about this schedule. So thanks for tuning in and listening to our thoughts on the NFL schedule release. So go on DetroitLions.com and figure out which games you'll be attending. Thanks so much for watching. For DetroitLions.com, Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara, I'm Tori Petrie.